Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And it's the fountain of truth about aging that is true. But what I have to remind everybody is that aging starts at age 30. So this is not a show about being old. This is a show about being alive. And today we have two really fascinating guests. We'll be speaking with Dr. Fred Jacobs, and he's going to talk about something that could turn into a crisis in the next few years, and that is the shortage of our doctors and what each of your states can do about it and what you should be looking for when you're selecting a doctor. So that's one of our issues. In the second part of our show, we're going to talk about opioids. Now, it's in the news all the time, and we're worried about it. Are there alternative treatments for pain management? Is there something that really works? Well, we'll be speaking to real-life patients who've been through the process, who've rejected the opioid process, and have taken some very unusual steps to reduce their pain and regain their wellness and their health. But let us start first with this issue of doctor crisis in terms of the number of doctors that we don't have, the shortage problem. Thank you so much, Dr. Jacobs, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, let me explain to everybody that Dr. Fred Jacobs is the former commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services, and he's currently the executive president of St. George's. Now, that is a medical school that actually brings grads working to combat the shortage of primary care physicians. We are really worried about this, but let's see how worried we should be. Dr. Jacobs, what's some of the numbers here in terms of the shortages, first in New Jersey and then in other parts of the country?
Well, nationally, there's a projected shortage by 2030 of about 114,000 doctors overall. That includes all specialties. And about half of that are primary care. In New Jersey, the overall gap is probably between 2,000 and 3,000 doctors, which, considering it's a small state, that's a lot of doctors. So that the number of people going into medicine is at an all-time high. There are more applicants these days than there have ever been applying to medical schools. The problem is that there's not enough residency positions. That is the required postgraduate training. When an individual graduates medical school, they then have to do postgraduate training from anywhere from 1 to 7 years to qualify for licensure in any state in the United States. And the lack of those residencies, or the shortage of those residencies, is the primary cause of this shortage of practicing doctors.
So, you know, when I did the promo for the show, which we play on our wonderful stations, I said, where have all the doctors gone? So if there's more people who are actually training as doctors, are they going into insurance companies? What are they doing? Are they going to specialties other than primary care? Where are we losing them from the very much needed primary care doctor services?
Well, right. It depends where you go. If you go to an American medical school, most of those graduates go into specialties. For a lot of reasons. One reason is that that's what's encouraged in American medical schools. They give not enough value to primary care, like medicine, family practice, pediatrics, and they give a lot of intellectual and reputational advantage to going into fancy subspecialties, orthopedics, ophthalmology, et cetera. So that's one reason, because the American medical students are directed into specialties. Not everywhere. Some schools do emphasize primary care, but most do not. That's number one. Number two is that they incur a large student debt. Most students going through medical school now do this because of guaranteed student loans, and the average medical student coming out of a medical school has in the neighborhood of $200,000 in debt, sometimes more, sometimes less, but hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. So they're driven by that financial obligation into specialties which have higher pay rates. And primary care, of course, is low compared to something like one of the specialties, like, for instance, cardiology. So that's a financial driver that drives people into that area. So those are the two main reasons. I think when people get into medical school, many students are very altruistic and at the beginning, and they would very much like to be a doctor in the mold of Marcus Welby, the old practitioner, and they see that as very romantic. Unfortunately, when they get into medical school and they find that that's not valued by their faculty, number one, and two, it's financially, there's a huge disincentive to do it, they get swayed into these other fields. The number of medical
Let's turn our eyes for a minute, though, abroad, because I know that St. George's is preparing specifically people to be primary care physicians. And we do find that we have many, many people working with us as our medical service providers, not only doctors, but many different kinds, but we'll stay with doctors, who were trained abroad. Now, a lot of times this happens when we're in a hospital, and something has happened, and we're assigned a doctor, and we find this terrific doctor, and we know for sure that they've been trained abroad. And yet, we may be reluctant to choose a doctor that's been trained abroad. Straighten us out here. Tell us how we should look into the background of a doctor that has graduated from an offshore university and gotten their training elsewhere.
Right. Well, the so-called offshore schools are largely the schools located in the Caribbean. And in that group, there's St. George's, where I work, and everybody else. And I say that not because entirely because of home field advantage, but because the data supports it. The qualifying exams, the placement into residencies, the length of time we've been in existence since 1976, been around a long time. And generally speaking, the reputation of our graduates speaks for itself. So it's very, very, very good. The other international graduates that come into the U.S. system are largely from East Asia, or South Asia, I should say, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, places like that. And those doctors are very highly trained, very good, but all of them, whether they're U.S. citizens coming from a Caribbean school or an Indian national coming from an Indian medical school, all of them have to do residencies in the United States before they're eligible for licensure in the United States. So the way you would know, which is hard to do because it's really a blind item for most laymen, is to see whether residency was done and to see whether they're board certified in their specialty. If they've done a residency at a recognizable institution and they've qualified by passing the board exam in their specialty, you can assume that their medical knowledge is okay. Whether or not you like them and they have the judgment is something that you're going to get by individual and personal recommendations. It's not something you're going to be able to look up and say that this doctor has great judgment in difficult cases. Nobody measures that. And yet that's the most important thing. You would find that out by talking to colleagues, friends, and family who've been to doctors and discussing what decisions were made under what circumstances. It's hard. It is hard to do. So you'd like to have a doctor that came from a recognizable institution, preferably somebody local, so that you know that they have an interest in satisfying the local needs of the local people, and who have passed the qualifying exam. It's really these days extremely hard for a doctor who does not pass the board examination to be able to practice successfully. But that's the threshold. Didn't used to be that way, but it certainly is that way now. And that's probably a good thing, so that you know that there's a certain standard that's been, a certain standard has been achieved.
For all doctors, wherever they were trained. Now, when we come back,
wherever,
we'll talk about a couple of things. We talk about the shortage of doctors, but let's talk about the shortage of geriatricians and explain to our listeners what is a geriatrician. Many folks don't even know that term. I've always known that there aren't enough of them, particularly for the world in which I live, which is the world of successful aging. And we're also going to be talking about whether immigration at all and policies can affect this influx of doctors and what it might mean to us. And finally, I think last but not least, in all of these things, has to do with thinking about your own self as a patient, taking charge and taking self-care. So when we come back, we will also talk about the process, a little bit of an extension, Dr. Fred Jacobs, of what we were just talking about, a little bit of an extension of how you take control of selecting your own doctors. We tend to do that, as you said, very locally, if they're convenient, with there. But that's not always the right way to do it. And being in New Jersey, where people can get on in a car and find a doctor in another county, I wonder, and I'll be asking you, how much does that really happen? It's a little bit different when you're living in a rural area and you really can't get around. But here, you have open choices, and that's true, of all urban areas. So we will be touching about all of these things, bearing in mind that there can be a crisis, a shortage in the doctors. And we'll set a scenario for you as to what would happen if we really don't have enough residency positions and you have to go searching with a searchlight for your next primary care physician. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we've been talking about the truth about the doctor shortage and what you could do about it and being proactive in your own health care. We've been speaking with Dr. Fred Jacobs, and he is the former commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services, but he has an international view because he is also executive president of St. George's, one of the Caribbean medical schools that are helping us fuel this incredible need for primary care physicians. But what I wanted to talk about, Dr. Jacobs, for a moment was not the primary care physician, but a geriatrician. And let's just start out by explaining to everybody, what is a geriatrician? I think there's a big shortage, but is anybody doing anything about that?
There is a big shortage. Geriatricians are physicians who generally come at this by having first a residency in internal medicine for 3 years or 2 years, and then they take a fellowship in geriatric medicine, which is the medicine of aging. In other words, those particular conditions which are unique or more common and prevalent in elderly people, such as drug interactions. I mean, I'm talking about pharmaceutical prescription drugs. In elderly people, they react differently to these drugs than, for instance, younger people. Things like fall prevention, where bones are more brittle, you fall, and a whole cascade of things ensue from that. And, of course, the unique cardiac and pulmonary and dementia issues that you see in our aging population. That's what geriatric practitioners do. They're extraordinarily valuable because they see the practice through the lens of an aging patient, and that's not generally the perspective you see in most other practitioners. The problem is that there are not a lot of training programs in geriatrics, which is one of the reasons why there are so few doctors in the practice of geriatrics. But even those that are, it's kind of difficult to make a living hanging out a shingle and opening an office. So you end up working for either a hospital or a large medical group and seeing the geriatric referrals that come from that environment. It's a very rewarding field, but as you might imagine, it takes a unique person to be interested in it.
That's for sure. And I want to talk about that for a moment. You know, in your former life, you were the commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services, and you had a responsibility for making sure that there were enough doctors in the state. And compared to other states, a pretty good job was done. So whose responsibility is it really to have an appropriate number of doctors, let's say, beguiled into a state, given the population of a state? And let's talk a little bit about Arizona's and the Floridas of this great country, where you do have a lot of geriatric patients. That's where they flock. North Carolina is coming. Anybody making any effort not only to get doctors in, but to get specialists in the field of aging? What do you see? And whose responsibility is it?
Very, very complicated question, actually. You wouldn't think so. But first of all, as I mentioned before, the funding for residencies is very important because that's where the doctors going into practice come from. And that's a responsibility of the Congress. The Congress funds Medicare, and Medicare is what pays the expenses of having a residency program. They pay the salaries of the resident, and they pay all the indirect costs of having a residency in a hospital. So that without that funding, there simply aren't any residents. It means the hospital has to pay for it out of their own pocket. And that was frozen in 1996, back in 1996. So most hospitals have a cap on how many residency positions they can have be funded by the feds. And if they exceed that cap, it's their own dime they're doing it. So that's one thing. The other thing is, in individual states, different organizations take the lead on this. In New Jersey, which I know the best, it largely depends on the commissioner or the deans of the medical school's relationship with the governor, because the governor will set the policy directive. If the governor wants to have more doctors in the state, he can encourage the legislature to expand the medical school class. He can encourage the hospitals to increase residency positions by funding them. New Jersey has done this, by funding them over and above what the federal government does through the Medicare program. And if the governor is very interested in this, he can also propose legislation that forgives student loans that students may have incurred in medical school training if they spend a certain number of time practicing in New Jersey, for instance, or even more appropriately, in a medically underserved area in New Jersey. Other states are different. In New York, it's the Board of Regents and the State Education Department. In Florida, it's a combination of all of them. So it's very political because, quite honestly, in many states, the state medical society isn't very happy about having an influx of a lot of doctors to compete with them. So, you know, it becomes a political issue.
So let's now go, in the few minutes we have left, to a very personal issue. I'm in a position, personal position, and my listeners know I this is the fountain of truth, so I spill it. I have a terrible back. Just happened to me. I'm almost 70 years old. I've never dealt with such a thing. Who do I go to? When I finally found somebody to go to, they gave me a piece of paper with 10 different physical therapy groups. They said, pick the one you like. I don't know what to do. I'm very big in self-care. I want to take control and pick my own doctors and my physical therapists. Do I Google everybody? How do I look into this?
Well, see, I have, as you might imagine, a lot of friends who ask me the same question. One of my jobs in life these days is to find doctors for friends.
For other people.
And there was a time in New Jersey when I was president of the New Jersey State Board of Medical Examiners, which is the licensing board in New Jersey. So I had a kind of a unique amount of background in that area. What I tell patients all the time is that if they have a primary care doctor, which is an issue, but if they have a primary care doctor that they trust, the best way to get referral to a specialist is by a direct referral from that doctor, who has your interest at heart and who knows the practitioners around on a professional level. If you Google them, as I do all the time, you'll get educational background and maybe a bunch of reviews from patients who have comments about the doctor. But it's a blind item to most laymen. They don't know what to make of a residency at XYZ University or a medical education at this medical school. What does that matter to them? This doctor this now is either the kind of doctor who exercises good judgment, is conservative, and is interested in patients and accessible, or not. And the doctor that you have is in the best position to represent you. That's what
I'm going to do now. Unfortunately, like every single show this happens, we run out of time for our wonderful guests. We always ask them to come back, and I hope that you will. This has been Dr. Fred Jacobs really illuminating the issue of doctor shortages, what we can do about it, and how we can choose a physician. We thank you very much, and we're going to come back with a very tough issue. The opioid epidemic. Is there anything alternative you can really do about your pain?
Not even
don't go anywhere.
I am happy.
Thank you, Doc.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. This is Adrian Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And I know that you were fascinated by our former guest. We just said goodbye to each other. That's Dr. Fred Jacobs. He was the commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services. He's now the executive president of St. George's, a medical training facility, a graduate facility offshore. And he's been talking about the shortage of doctors. Now, go to our website, generationboldradio.com. That is generationboldradio.com. Go to Ask Adrian, and you tell us, what do you want to know about? What's important to you in the field of successful aging, or what's now being called managed aging? Because this is the only show, I think, right now in the United States that actually deals with this important and vast topic. Now, one of the things that you have been talking to us about, and you have told us, you are very concerned with what's we are now calling the opioid epidemic. You have a little ache and a pain, and the next thing you know, the doctor is giving you a prescription. Is there anything you can do about it? Should you just be suffering? Should you take the pill? What's it all about? Well, I promised you that we would have a guest on that would be very important not only to your life, but who's been very important personally to mine. She's a health and wellness coach, one of the best in the country, in my opinion, and my own personal trainer years ago when I really was in sloppy shape, let's face it. So the only reason that I can talk to all of you about successful aging and do my best to be a role model is because of Risa Olinsky. And she's here with us now, and she's going to talk to us, reveal to us some of her thoughts when it comes to pain medication. Risa, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Adrian, and I'm thrilled to be back.
Yeah, well, let's before we talk about our main topic, just unpack this phrase, a health and wellness coach. We hear it, but we may not know what a health and wellness coach actually does. Explain it to us.
What we do is look at a person's entire lifestyle. What I do as a coach, there are many different kinds of coaches, but my specialty is fitness, nutrition, as you're talking about, managing lifestyle, managing aging, managing slowing down. And people need support. So qualified health and wellness coach is someone who can help you verbally, and if they are also a certified trainer, they can help you physically, but primarily verbally help you get through some of the stresses of your lifestyle. It's different than psychotherapy. We are not therapists, but what we do can be therapeutic. So we can manage if someone wants help figuring out what kind of food they might want to eat, but it's not specific to a medical issue, if they want help support by phone during the day on walking through a supermarket and reading a label and saying, I don't understand this. What does this mean? This has this many carbs and this many this. Again, they may not need a dietitian. They just need support. So a health and wellness coach is a support person that walks along with you versus telling you what to do.
So we have a guide by our side. You know, they say instead of the sage on the stage, which is the doctor is going to tell you this and that and the other thing, you have a guide by your side. And it is instrumental in helping people lose weight, in helping people stop smoking, in reducing stress, and in my case, starting to actually exercise, because even at age 50, my muscles were already atrophying. And that would have been a very big problem for me now when I'm almost 70. So let's turn this now to the attention of the issue of medication. I'll set the stage in my own life, and then we would see what a wellness coach might say. So I am in pretty good shape. I do a lot of walking. We talk about Free Walkers on the board of directors of Free Walkers, which is this nonprofit organization in New Jersey that has almost 1,200 people involved. And Risa Linsky is on the board. And I tell everybody, Risa, about my excitement and pride in being able to walk very, very long distances. And about 2 months ago, my back went out, and it had nothing to do with that. It actually had to do with too much sitting. If anybody's ever gotten up out of a chair and been very shocked to find that they're in pain when they were in great shape when they sat down, they'll know what I'm talking about. So I went to the doctor, and the first thing that happened was, here's a prescription. And I knew, I felt this was the beginning of the end, that if I started to take pills now, it would be higher and higher dosages, higher and higher and stronger pills, maybe eventually opioids, to escape the pain. And I made a conscious decision not to take anything. Now, that's not for everybody, just saying for myself. So let's turn the tables now. You have a client, let's say, that comes to you and says for the first time they have physical pain, what are some of the things that are not popping the pill that you can help them and guide them with?
Well, the first thing as a wellness coach is I ask a lot of questions. So I would evaluate and have a conversation about, like you just said, Adrian, what they were doing, how long the pain has been bothering them. And then a very, very important thing is what did the doctor say, or have they seen a doctor yet? Because one thing as a coach, I cannot give out medical advice, but I can ask questions. And whatever that individual is willing and open to sharing, and everything is kept extremely confidential, I am guided also by HIPAA, I get a better sense of where they are. Very often pain is perception, and some people, as you know, can tolerate more and others less. So we use also what's called the scale of perceived exertion for both exercise and, as they do in hospitals and in medical offices, for pain. So if someone has pain, first thing I want to determine with them, again, side by side, is this temporary? Is this something they've been living with? Is this something that they have had before? And perhaps on a scale from 1 to 10, what kind of number they're giving it? So I ask a lot of questions. I get them to look at their lifestyle. Is it pain that is bothering them in the morning, in the afternoon, or like you just said, getting up from a chair when they haven't moved all day? So the answers will be, or could be, depending on what responses I get, techniques along the line of deep breathing, slow deep breathing, visual. Another thing we work with is visualization, which is perhaps lying in a comfortable position or sitting in a comfortable position, closing your eyes, focusing on deep breathing, and thinking about that body part that is pain. And this may sound a little, you know, woo-woo, but breathing into that muscle group, literally focusing your attention and breathing into that muscle group. So as you know, and, you know, personal stories, I have shoulder issues. So sometimes I might have a sharp pain in my shoulder. Well, then I'm going to ask myself, as I would a client, what am I doing? What am I doing at that moment that triggered that pain? So you've got relaxation exercises, you've got changing the position of wherever your body is, and as you started to say earlier, moving. Very often pain freezes us up, and when you have a pain in a certain part of your body, the other muscles in the group, in the body, if it's muscular, like in a back, they react because you're tense, so the other muscles start tightening up. The prescription these days in exercise is not to sit and do nothing, but to actually get up and move. Movement for arthritis, movement for certain joint pains is much better than doing nothing. And again, I say that with a caveat to be careful and to know the person that I'm working with. So in my coaching work, I really have to get to know this person's lifestyle. I've worked with people that have sit for all day long, and they have pain. So if we possibly get them moving in the morning, even if it's for 10 minutes, even if it's a short walk, some gentle yoga exercises that don't increase or trigger the pain, these kind of things are tools that might help them avoid the prescription pad.
So one of the major things that I wanted to say here, as I'm listening to you, I'm going to talk about this on the other side, is how you handle your own doctor. We talk about doctors handling us, but I told him I wouldn't take the prescription. And mm-hmm. he changed completely. The moment I told him that, he started to talk the way you talk. And he told me, well, don't pamper yourself, keep moving, don't use the back brace, use it as little as possible, only if you have to. He actually said, get up and keep walking, try to do the 20 miles you usually do. What a change in a guy. I mean, I was shocked to see a guy who was simply telling me to take pills from somebody mm-hmm. who was talking like a wellness coach.
You may think
but what turned him?
It,
my refusal.
But that
so let's talk about that in a moment. An attitude. How that makes a big difference.
And
we'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Appropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. Cannot believe it, but we're coming to the last segment of our show. We're here with Risa Olinsky, a health and wellness coach. We're talking about the epidemic of opioids and other kinds of painkillers. We're telling personal stories. I do want to remind you that we're not asking you to walk around in agony. We're not telling you that if you are just coming out of an operation or this has happened to you. We had a few months ago, one of the folks that will be on our show in the future had a stroke. And, of course, she was able to handle tremendous pain without pills, but that's not for everyone. We will be talking about this as we go along, because it is the easiest thing to do is to pop a pill. First, Risa, let me ask you to tell everybody where they can find you if they want to know a little bit more about health and wellness coaching.
Thank you, Adrienne. My website is my name, Risa, R-I-S-A, Olinsky.com, and that's O-L-I-N-S-K-Y. If you Google me, I pop up all over the place. And I also have a Facebook page, Risa Olinsky, Count on Yourself Coaching. I'm always happy to offer people a consultation over the phone, which is totally complimentary to have a conversation.
And we are talking here with Risa Olinsky, who you may not have heard of. She is one of these personal coaches to people whose lives want to be saved. And I was one of them. And the miracles that she's accomplished are really legendary. And part of that has been being a board member of Free Walkers, a nonprofit organization, where people who often can't even get out of their chair, if they stick with it long enough, can start to walk 20 to even 50 miles in a day. It sounds miraculous,
but it is an amazing transformation. And I've been through that transformation, which is why I am so free to applaud Risa and her work. Now, because of confidentiality, and as Risa mentioned, HIPAA is one of the rules and regulations that she has to live under with privacy and confidentiality, I asked her to tell a very personal story about getting weaned off opioids so that she could tell her own story. And it might help you either reject medication that may not be necessary, of course, talk to your doctor, or if you are already on medications and you would like to wean yourself off a bit, let's see what Risa did. Risa, tell us your story.
Well, 2 weeks before my 60th birthday, which was close to 3 years ago, I tripped and fell. And I completely wrecked my right shoulder. I'm right-handed. I tore 4 muscle groups. One of the muscles came off my bone, and flew home from California, as you know, Adrian, in a tremendous amount of pain. Went to the doctor and edit this and keep it short. I had major rotator cuff surgery. Rotator cuff surgery to recover from is an excruciating, painful experience. My 60th birthday present, to make light of it, was a recliner, an electric recliner, because I could not sleep in a bed. So for 8 weeks, I slept in a chair. Now, not only being in pain, severe pain, I was on opiates around the clock for multiple weeks, and thankfully did not become addicted and had to wean myself off of this. One of the reasons that I had to take that was I could take Tylenol, which is part of oxycodone, but I could not take anti-inflammatories or take any kind of NSAIDs. The doctor said it would retard healing, and they needed the inflammation in my joint to heal the 4 muscles that they repaired. So I couldn't take something else that was over the counter, and I was in excruciating pain personally, to the point of tears. Then, and I'll give a little plug for Adrian here, we went, if you remember, 9 weeks later, and we were walking in Spain. We walked the Camino. And I had to continue to take the opiates to sleep at night in pain. However, during the day, I begged the doctor. I said, please. It was 12 weeks. He didn't want me taking Advil, Motrin, Aleve, anything like that. Anything that was lighter and not an opiate. I said, please, I have to walk during the day. I have to be awake. I have to be alert. He said, okay, it's a few weeks short. It's not going to kill you. However, being on that medication for so long was very scary. But it was necessary. And in this case, I have to agree with doctors that it was such severe pain that it affected my moods, my personality. I could barely move. And it was during the winter, too. It was over the winter. We had a heavy snowfall. I used to get somebody to drive me to the mall because I couldn't drive. And I was on physical therapy as well 3 times a week. So I'd ask somebody to drive me to the local stores just so I could get out of the house and be with people and lift my mood. But I was still on pain meds. That lasted for nearly, it was 2 months. In this kind of a situation, post-surgical, it was critical. I am not a big medication person. I take an occasional Advil for a headache or joint pain, or we're walking 30 miles and, you know, one of the knees starts kicking in a little bit and you need a little anti-inflammatory for that. But it is very scary when you're on that kind of medication and that you really don't have a lot of choices. I tried everything. I even went to meditation programs. I would do my deep breathing that I believe in. I would lie at night and watch TV, and my little cat would come up and cuddle with me, and I would try everything. Not sleeping and being in pain creates a cycle, a downward cycle of other things. So that's my story. It's not a pleasant one. That was nearly 3 years ago, and thankfully I weaned myself off. Going to Spain with you helped.
Well, I tell you something. The idea of movement is extremely important, and I'll leave you with this. I had two seminars this week, guys, and you know I'm a financial gerontologist. I talk about money, and it takes me about an hour and a half standing up in front of a room. And I actually brought my brace with me, not to wear, but to show. I want people to see that even if you have some decline in your life for some temporary period, and with Risa it was quite long, for me it's going to be hopefully much less and much less pain, it doesn't mean you check out of life. So this is the beauty of this show. Tell me your story. Let me hear your story, where I put a picture of myself with the brace and without the brace on our BizTalk Facebook page. And I asked you, what's your story of vulnerability, and how did you move out of it? And don't forget, kids, get out there and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio,